grow from that and study your game and develop your game. But outside accolades, things like that, you know, his results will be his results. He'll be the player that he earns himself to be, point-wise, plus-minus-wise, in every facet of what we do. And what I like about him right now is he's distributing well. He's seeing the ice. He's using the players around him well. So, and he's still a big shot threat, and he still has a big Jaromír Jágr body and can still control people. So I really like what we're getting out of – I like his approach. He's a man, you know. He's a tremendous human being. And he brings it every day. He comes every day to get better. So I can't ask for more than what he's been offering us.
I guess that's what I meant. I didn't when I named for him. So I meant, do you think he's playing the way he's capable of playing?
Yeah. I do. I think I like the direction he's going. And like you said, you see it a little bit. And we aren't focusing on anything with Joel. We're doing no different than we've ever done with Joel. Except for what we're trying to do is emphasize the details, emphasize the five-man units, and get everybody involved. But there's no heroes. Everybody has a role, and some people just have bigger roles. But with those people, there's a lot of expectations.
Our email address here is dj@themix93.com. Question coming in. Do you have a schedule for a skate around with the 2 hours instruction limit in mind for Sunday? Or will you just allow the guys on the ice with no coaches in Madison?
I think they're probably talking about Saturday.
Okay,
Saturday. Or maybe they're talking about pregame. Starting Saturday, we can go full. Mm-hmm. So if we did not play this weekend, we could have a full practice Saturday. We could have a full practice Sunday and take Monday off. You have to have your off day every week. But Saturday it starts. Now, we'll be a little limited in that because we're obviously not going to bang it out for 2 hours on Saturday. But Saturday is when the availability to extend your time starts. So that's when the official season starts.
We talked a little bit.
Hopefully that answers it.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about conditioning the last time you were here, Coach. And how is the conditioning? Do you feel the guys going into this last week of preparation before the season?
We've been skating. The guys have actually done a little bit more. So I think they're showing good leadership in regards to that. So. The big thing is, how did we come back? You know, how did we come? You know, if we came back in good shape, and indications are that guys, the majority of guys came back with good increases. So, I think as far as what we've been able to do with them is, you know, Tyler's done a great job in his off ice stuff and things like that. So, hopefully that's not an issue.
You said you have some combinations in mind already for this weekend, but some that are still way up for grabs. I'm sure there's some. Sense of chemistry you want to get and playing time with guys towards the end of the week as far as you know, getting used to each other and preparation for that game. Do you have kind of like a day in the week where you think, man, we need to have some line combinations set up for this line, and this line by so they can play with each other for a while?
Yeah, probably should, but right now we're just looking for hockey players, in all honesty. I mean, we're trying to, it's cognizant in my mind for sure, to get a look, to get something that you're after, to try to find players that complement each other. We have some history with some guys on that. So we're cognizant of that, but in honesty, like I said, there's some freshmen that you know that are really starting to show an intelligence on the game. So I don't want to discard. You know, our motto here is that the best players play, and if there's some guys that seem to really understand things a lot better, you know, those guys are going to get a good look. So and like I said, my eyes are open to some of those guys. They've done a good job in their attention to detail.
Kind of an interesting little thing. Again, this is not game related, but you know, Keegan going down, not only playing against his former team, but playing against his brother this weekend.
Yeah,
which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's outside stuff. So, okay. You know,
The Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Michigan Tech hockey team on Sunday. Our pregame will be at 2:30 here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and a face-off at 3:00. And I'm guessing there are quite a few people, Coach, that are going to be Husky fans in that building at the Kohl Center, which always seems to be the case when Michigan Tech is on the road.
Yeah, I know that we're limited on the number of tickets that we can have, and we're bringing our entire squad, which we can do. So I've purchased tickets. I've obviously a number of people coming, so I've purchased quite a few tickets, so I know that alone I'll have some people there that'll be rooting for us.
All right, another question coming in, Coach. I know you says here you're I understand your hesitancy on committing to anything, but are you excited about the team's chances the next 2 weekends and the rest of the season? Lots of people are excited and want to know.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm extremely excited. But my job is to look after 28 hockey players in a program and to try to get everybody on board, because the quicker we can get everybody doing things the same way, the easier it is for us to actually put together the, you know, to grow as a team. When we're continually discussing details, facing the puck, you know, getting in quicker, you know, anticipating and things. When we're continually teaching that, where it's you can't move it ahead, you know, you can't do algebra before you do adding and subtracting, you can't do trig before you do algebra, you can't do calculus, but you know, so you have to take your time. Actually, those are probably pretty good engineering. It's a pretty good engineering analogy. But you have to, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm really right now, I want some upperclassmen to be more examples than having to tutelage so much. But I am excited. I'm excited for our chances, and I'm excited. We'll see a lot. We'll learn a lot on our game on Sunday, and then it'll give us a base to go on. And you know, I'd like to come out with success in that game on Sunday, and then continue to move on from there.
One of the topics we didn't talk a whole lot about, Coach, was somebody's asking about is the penalty kill. Obviously, some holes to fill there too. What are your thoughts going in to this final week of preparation with the penalty kill?
Well, we have Mike Neville. Was a star at it for us, understands everything that I want philosophically. He's just putting some time in on breaking it down. So I think we've got personnel that have done it enough that we can get out of the boat well. The wrinkles are that we, you know, everybody's changing. Everybody changes things going in. So video that we have from last year on what Wisconsin or anybody else may do initially on the power play changes. So we have to go in with concepts and philosophies on if they run this, if you see this look, you know, what this is what we want to do from there. So we have to give them a broad range of things instead of being able to be tremendously specific.
With Dylan Stamen coming back into the lineup, Coach, how much better... I know we lose a guy like Mike Neville, who was so good at faceoffs, but how much better with him in the lineup are we at that center position than him not in the lineup?
It gives us great versatility, because I think he can play a lot of special teams minutes. He's incredibly conditioned. He's got a great recovery capacity in him, so he can log a lot of minutes. So again, it'd be important for him to be healthy. He hasn't been able to stay healthy for the last 2 years. He broke his thumb against Laurentian 2 years ago and was out till Christmas. We took off after he got back in the lineup, and then last year he was out early again. Didn't play after Michigan State series because of, early in the year, Michigan State series because of some issues. So he wasn't able to play. So he hasn't played a lot but he's still a hockey player. You know, he returned the most points of any player on our team after my first year here, which was his freshman year. He was 20 points 5-on-5 returning. Now you take out, I know Patan returned more points, but 5-on-5 points, Stamen was our top guy.
And that's an interesting way to look at it too. All right, thanks for the questions, everybody. Thank you, Coach. We got just about a minute and a half, so the schedule this week, getting them going and getting ready for this weekend.
Yeah, it's a half hour a day, a few days this week, and we'll get on the bus and get down there and have a good skate on Saturday and get excited, and then it starts. Then we can start growing as a group and making adjustments and making improvements and going from there.
So. Will you skate here, Coach, on Friday afternoon before you leave?
Yes, okay. We will. Yep.
Yeah, and get down there. Again, the game is at 3 o'clock Eastern time. That is 2:30 pregame here on Mix 93. And if you're down at the game, we'll see you down there. If not, we'll have that broadcast for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Season tickets are available for the Michigan Tech hockey season. Don't miss out on this fantastic lineup and some great home matchups. All of them are going to be a lot of fun this year. Michigan Tech home schedule will begin against Alabama Huntsville in the middle of October, and that will be the 20th and 21st, Friday and Saturday night. It's the opening of the home schedule at Michigan Tech. They'll be at Wisconsin this weekend on Sunday. Next weekend, a short turnaround as they'll play a 5 o'clock game at Duluth on Friday the 6th against Union, and then we'll find out who they play in the championship game on Saturday. And then they'll be at Lake State to open up the WCHA season against the Lakers and Damon Whitten. And then they come home to Alabama Huntsville on the 20th and 21st. Coach, thanks a lot. Enjoy the week, and we'll see you on the bus on Friday.
Thanks.
Coach Joe Schoen right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.